B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up less than an hour from now with the Kiss Cash Code at 8 a.m. But I have two beautiful nieces. One's five, one's three. And my mom, their grandmother, watches them from time to time. And so on one day, you know the song from Billie Eilish where she goes, duh. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The kids love that part. The lyrics, if you really listen to it, ain't the greatest, but the duh part, the kids love.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so they just listen to the beat and they like to scream duh when that happens. So, so they wanted to, you know, my mom had to do something in the kitchen and the kids were in the living room. And so she put up on YouTube the song so they could sing and do duh. And after that YouTube video played, went to another Billie Eilish song, which my mom thinks it's okay because they love the one.
And YouTube does that automatic play thing. Yeah. If you don't click it off, you end up in La La Land.
So they YouTube picks a song called When the Party's Over, I believe it is. And it's a bit of a slower, a bit of a sadder song. But I don't know if you've ever watched the video.
Nicole, have you seen the video for that?
I don't think I've seen the video, but I know what song you're talking about.
She's like crying black blood or something, right?
The kids start screaming to the top of their lungs and crying. And my mom rushes in and she realizes Billie Eilish has blood coming out of her eyes and nose.
No.
And the kids are so traumatized now to the point where every time Billie Eilish comes on the radio, they're like, is she going to cry blood again? And whenever they pull out YouTube, you're not going to show us the blood, are you? Everything is they're super scared of everything.
Yeah, kids
now
are so sensitive too. And I remember, you know what? Your sister might just want to sign your nieces up for therapy because didn't you just tell us a story about how Emma thought Eliza was going to die? So she was packing her bag and her toys to put in the ground with her. These poor kids.
And the family dog passed away and they buried it in the backyard and had a funeral. So now when my one niece was sick, the other niece said, does she have to go into the dirt too?
Oh, God.
Yeah. No one's dying.
Here's what plays when you walk into Roy's sister's home. Something lighthearted.
You know,
someone's at the door.
Grandma's in there. Kids, have fun.
You know, it's easy, though, and that's why we should let's line up a bunch of calls, because I guarantee you all have been in this position before. What did your parents let you watch that you shouldn't have watched, whether it was a movie, a TV show? I had the Thriller song on last year for Dean, and even my daughter Ruby, who at the time was only 4 months old, was sitting there and just kind of moving to it. And so Thriller played. Thriller's a 7.5 minutes long song with the video. And I'm doing the dishes, and all of a sudden, Dean comes running in, and he's like, "Dad, Dad, I think you should shut this off." I go in. It skipped to a Freddy Krueger scene.
Oh my God.
The next video after Thriller was Freddy, at a party killing people.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. What's the thing that your parents let you watch that you shouldn't have been watching?
It's Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Loren Morning Show. So what did your parents let you watch when you were younger that they shouldn't have, and it kind of traumatized you?
And this is because my mom, you know, she was watching my nieces, and the kids love Billie Eilish, and she put on one of the songs. Well, the song that you two picked right after that was a Billie Eilish song where Billie has blood coming from her eyes and nose, and it traumatizes the kids. They're screaming.
You got to stay on them with this YouTube. It's a crucial jump. I let my kids watch Thriller, and next thing you know, Dean came running into my room, and he's like, "Dad, Dad, Freddy Krueger's on. You should come check this out."
This is Charlene in Mount Holly. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. This happened when you were 5 years old?
Yeah, I was about 5 or 6, and my parents let me watch the old Exorcist movie with Linda Blair in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, I was, traumatized for years. I wouldn't even go near a bed that had, the four posts on it.
Yeah, Charlene, and the question is like, do your parents just think you're going to be okay with it, or were they not aware of what was about to happen when they let you watch it?
Honestly, no, I think they just thought it would be okay. You know, it's like back in the day, they're like, oh, okay, it's just a scary movie, no big deal.
Yeah. But they're completely clueless. Exorcist, I thought it was an exorcising movie.
Okay, it still scares me to this day. It's like, even though it's so old, it's like one of the most scariest movies ever. It does. Probably because it traumatized.
That's why I'm afraid of clowns, because I saw the movie It when I was a kid.
Really?
And that traumatized
me. That's why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Did you see the new one?
No.
You got hypnotized 2 years ago.
I know.
And you should be okay with clowns.
Well, listen, I'm not going to be their best friend, but
Thomas,
I'm not having a panic attack.
Thomas in Concord, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, I was able to watch Eddie Murphy's comedy show Delirious when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's inappropriate.
How old were you? So,
totally inappropriate. I don't even know.
I'm
40 now, so I think I was probably like 9 or 10.
Yeah, you know, and back in the day, though, Roy and Lauren, back when I was growing up in the 80s, like, you only had one TV, maybe one in your parents' room. It wasn't like we had TVs all over the house where if your parents were watching something, you bailed off and watched, you know, in a different room.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
Everyone watched together.
And my dad wasn't changing the channel because you were in the room. If he wanted to watch something inappropriate and you were there, oh, well. Delirious. Did you go around repeating jokes from Delirious?
Are you kidding? I think I could still remember several of them. It was we had on VHS.
That's awesome.
A lot of people are texting in and saying Chucky is another one that they saw as a kid that they're traumatized over.
Yeah, Chucky was a tough one. This is Mac in Fort Mill.
Morning, y'all.
Morning, bud. What did your parents let you watch?
It wasn't my parents. It was actually my best friend at the time. I was probably in fourth or fifth grade, and we watched The Ring 2. Unrated, and I've never felt the same about a bathroom mirror since.
Yeah, The Ring is a scary, scary movie. Like, I don't even like the previews.
Is that the one where the girl climbs out of the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yep, her name's Tabitha, I think.
He even remembers the name.
So you'll never date anyone named Tabitha.
Nope.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mac.
Oh, with long black hair.
Aren't our parents great? As parents, we have such great intentions, and I know our parents did too.
Listen, when you are going to have a kid, if you're planning on having a child, just plan ahead and budget for therapy. You know you're going to screw up at some point.
Yeah, you know there's a college account. Let's just start a therapy account. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Someone texted in from 704, said that their parents let them watch the movie Goodfellas when they were kids. I learned all my swear words from Joe Pesci.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.